Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor joined, as always, by head coach Eric Ezar. And, Coach, before we get started on anything football-related, believe it or not, there are some things even more important than the game of football. And you had a couple of players that were involved in a vehicle accident over this past week, Brant Roberts and Gage Schwartz. But it looks like both of those guys are on the mend, so that's good to see.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, it was very kind of a tough week where you have two of your kids who were in a very serious auto accident. You know, just praise God that, you know, they're alive. Basically, they were kind of pushed out of the car just, you know, before it caught fire. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just lucky that they're healthy and on the mend.
Yeah, it's always good to see that. And obviously, those guys played a big role, too, for you on this team. Moving forward, I know Brant, you know, was your backup quarterback last week, got some plays. Gage, one of your safeties. So how do you feel as far as those next guys stepping up in their place?
Well, you know, whenever you lose two guys that played, you know, Brant played quite a bit last year, gave us some experience at quarterback and felt like, you know, he could walk in and play at any time and give you a high level. So not to have him, you know, there is tough. And then, of course, Gage was really becoming the inspirational leader of the defense. He was just a kid who was an overachiever, who maybe not be the fastest kid or the biggest kid, but, man, he played with his heart all the time, and that really rubbed off on our kids. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that we're going to miss with him, because he was kind of the glue that held everything together. But we're excited that hopefully he's going to be maybe on the sidelines, if not this week, but the next week, to just kind of be that motivational leader that he's always been. And then we're hoping for both of them to have a speedy recovery for next year.
Great. That's great to hear. Now let's talk about on the field. Season opening loss to Bastrop last week, 28-27. But, boy, you have to be really proud of the fight that your team showed. You guys almost came back and tied it back up late.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I think it was, you know, all football games kind of ebb and flow. And I think, you know, offensively, just because of field position, we started off kind of slow. And you know, you get sometimes as a play caller when you're on the start of the 9-yard line with the first series.
Right.
And, you know, you're not letting loose with everything you got and just trying to get a first down. And so we kind of went, did some three and outs early, but I was really proud of the kids. Kind of went with a trick play to kind of change the momentum, and that really did. And so we ended up going up at half 14-7. So I was very, you know, proud about that. Then we go up 21-7. And so really in a good position to win. But I think, you know, anytime you come to a new program, it's kind of learn how to win. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you're ahead, how to put people away. And I think there was a moment there where, you know, it's 21-7. They can't catch a slant route, break a tackle, go score. You know, I think right there, if we stop them on that series, I really think we drive down and score, make it 28-7. They probably shut down the 35. You know, that game could have been a 42-7 ball game, mm-hmm. you know, with a little bit more experienced team. And that's just one of the things that we're not there yet. We have a lot of sophomores playing. And I think when you get ahead of somebody, you got to put them away, because if you don't, they'll come back and bite you. And that's kind of what happened. They came back and bought us. But the thing that I was really impressed with is that, you know, we down 20 or we're up 21-7, they came back, made it 21-21. We throw a pick, you know, make it 28-21. But at that point, they could have shut down. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They drove down and scored, and it's really kind of heartbreaking. Then you get a extra point blocked. So that's kind of the taste we have in our mouth this week. And so we've been trying to get that out and work hard so that against Elgin, you know, we get that first W.
We're talking about the heartbreak. I mean, obviously, a lot of guys visibly upset after the game, and they wanted that win so bad, especially just to kick the season off with a new victory and to show that things have changed here in the program. But, I mean, what do you say to the guys after a game like that?
Well, you know, I think the kids, even though they were very heartbroken, and you know, these kids want to win so bad. And I think as a coach, you know, they've worked so hard. You know, you almost want to give them that win to where you're like, man, you know. But, you know, you have to give them that tangible evidence that things have changed. And so that's always tough as a coach, is having to go back that next week and then having to work with the guys and just keep them working harder. It's like, hey, this all this hard work will come to pass. I think it's what we talked about this week is, you know, you take one play at a time, you do your job, and if you just do your job, everything will work out in the end.
Well, a tough loss, 28-27 to the Bastrop Bears last week. But the great news, it's a brand new week, and the Elgin Wildcats are coming to town, and a great opportunity against the Elgin Wildcats team coming in here.
Well, you know, Elgin, very similar to Bastrop, both good teams, you know, come from that Austin district. You know, really getting us prepared for district play, which, mm-hmm. you know, we want to make the playoffs. That's our goal. So, you know, we just got to talk about getting better every week, and hopefully we'll make a big jump from week one to week two. And that's something we're looking forward to see this week.
Wildcats also looking for their first win of the year, by the way, after suffering a 35-27 loss to LBJ Austin last week. They are a very athletic team, but the good news is your team is as well. And we didn't bring this up in the first visit, or I should say the first segment, but, I mean, your run defense looked really solid, especially in the first half last week. So how do you plan on implementing those guys and using those guys again this week?
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the really pluses that we saw last week is, I mean, you know, defense wins championships, and I think we see the seeds of a really good defense. I mean, you know, at the time we were kind of in bad field position, and the defense really did a good job of holding, which was something I was very proud of. You know, they were on the field a whole bunch of snaps because, mm-hmm. you know, offensively, you know, we've got to get better by getting first downs. We're kind of a fast strike offense. You know, we're kind of three and out, boom, touchdown. You know, and that's something we've got to get better at, to sustain drives and keep our defense off the field. But, you know, to me, that's going to be a big key. I think it's maybe a little bit opposite this week in the fact that, you know, Elgin's offense is probably a little bit better than Bastrop's. But their defense may be not as good. So, you know, I think the offense is going to have to take the lead this week, and we're going to have to get to the 30s. You know, we need to get in the 35 touchdown range to win this game.
Well, talking about your offense, a guy who really shined last week was Keithron Lee, and he seems to be kind of that spark, that lightning bug that you need there on the offense.
Well, you know, he's a real special athlete, and that's something that we realize that, you know, at some point, you know, when they're watching film, they're probably going to try to take him away. Mm-hmm. We feel like we have a lot of other guys in the offense who are going to be able to step up, and if they do that, we're going to try to do some things with Keithron to move him around, you know, to be able to to assume we can get him the ball. I think in our offense, kind of like you saw last week, we're going to find ways of either handing him the ball or throwing him the ball to where he gets his touches to be magical like he is. And just last week, I mean, he played a great game, and you know, we just want to keep finding ways to get the ball in his hand.
EJ had some ups and downs last week, obviously his first varsity game. Overall, how do you feel like he did? And this week against a Elgin Wildcats team that you said the defense might not be their strongest suit, what are you looking for him to carry over and maybe some things to improve on?
Well, you know, I think anytime you start your first ball game as a sophomore on varsity, it's always a little bit faster than you think. Mm-hmm. And you know, he did make some mistakes, but, you know, I was definitely proud that the end, when we needed to, he drove down the clutch. And you know, of course, Keithron made a good catch, but, you know, we were able to throw a touchdown to him. But he had some good throws on the drive that I thought were big. You know, it's like anything. When you have a young sophomore quarterback, they're going to make some big mistakes, but I think he's going to make some big plays. And I think, you know, each week he'll take a step on getting a little bit better each week.
From Elgin, as you mentioned, the offense pretty solid. What do you feel like they do well on that offensive side?
Well, they've got some good athletes. You know, they got a good little running back. Their quarterback is pretty athletic. They got a number 10 who is kind of their running back, plays some safety, plays some outside linebacker for him. He's kind of their do-all guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I think last week, kind of like 34 was for Bastrop, where, you know, he was their defensive leader. Then you turn around, they put him in the backfield, and he scored a touchdown for them. So I think number 10 will be very similar to the Bastrop linebacker last week. He's kind of their bell cow best athlete.
And defensively, as you mentioned, might not be their strongest suit, but they've got athletes on that side of the ball as well.
Well, yeah, let me clear that up. I mean, they have a good defense. I just think last week, you know, the strong side of Bastrop as a team was probably their defense. And I think this week the strong side is Elgin is their offense. And, you know, I don't know if they're a little bit banged up, but, you know, their linebackers, you know, they have some pretty decent linebackers, and their secondary is pretty decent. You know, they've got some good players. So let me clarify that. But as right. far as, you know, overall, I think, you know, sometimes coaches are going to put their better athletes on offense or defense, and I think Elgin has put some of their better athletes on offense, but their defense is very good also.
And I was about to say, just saying that's not their strong suit doesn't mean that that's their weakness by
right.
any means. It just means that they're really, really good on the offensive side yes. of the ball. It should be a great game tonight, week two of the regular season between the Rudder Rangers and the Elgin Wildcats at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Andre and I will get you set with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on Christian Family Radio, KAGC 97.3 FM.